Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to today's ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest insights in clinical research operations. In under 3 minutes, we'll recap top stories, highlight expert perspectives, and keep you current on what's moving the industry. First off, a new ACT podcast episode featuring Melissa Hutchins of WCG and Jimmy Garza of Bayer explores findings from the 2025 WCG CenterWatch Global Site Relationship Survey, revealing a decline in overall site satisfaction. They discuss how technology usability, communication gaps, and limited site input in protocol design are driving this trend and share strategies to improve collaboration, streamline study execution, and incorporate site feedback earlier in trial planning. Up next, in industry news, Advarra and Ignite Data have announced a new partnership to enable secure automated transfer of clinical trial data from research sites' eSource and EHR systems into sponsor EDC platforms. For commercial sites, this integration simplifies data collection and submission workflows, while academic medical centers and cancer research centers can more efficiently move data between their EHR systems and Advarra's EDC. The partnership is designed to streamline operations, improve data accuracy, and give research sites greater flexibility in the technology tools they use, supporting more efficient and scalable clinical trials. And finally, in clinical trial results, Gilead has reported positive findings from the Phase 3 ARTISTRY-1 trial evaluating a single tablet regimen of bictegravir 75 mg and lenacapavir 50 mg in adults with HIV who are virologically suppressed. The regimen maintained viral suppression, met the primary endpoint of non-inferiority versus multi-tablet regimens, and demonstrated expected safety outcomes. The ongoing ARTISTRY-2 trial will further evaluate long-term efficacy and safety of this simplified therapy. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us back here next week for more updates shaping clinical operations and drug development. Thanks for listening.